Did I ever tell you about the time I first saw the stars from off-world? I was 2 years old, and I wandered into the cockpit during takeoff, and my parents were really worried that I got kind of concussed, and I had this really big, dumb look on my face because I saw what I thought at the time was the most beautiful thing I would ever see. And when I was 20, Artyom Dravik, my mentor, he taught me everything I knew. I mean, it took the best to fly the Lazy Dog. It was huge, held together with nothing but dreams and probably a bit of string. Graham Carmichael, he was like a father to me. He taught me to survive. And I gotta be honest, it's a lot easier to talk about my last day on the ship. But it's so hard talking about Lorem. He was perfect. I've never met another soul like him. He even prayed for my safe return when we went out on jobs and raids, and I lost the most beautiful thing in the universe. I thought I did. I mean, before he died, Graham told me Lorem is... Sometimes I wonder if the call of Raj will bring me back to him. But hey... Enough of that. Let old QB Fox show you around the second most beautiful thing in the galaxy. This time, on Twilight Imperium Renegades.
On like breakfast the next morning. So why don't we fast forward to the 17th, and then the stage is yours.
Okay. Bug is eating his breakfast in his room.
Okay.
QB has foregone breakfast this morning, as he is disgusted with what he had to do last night, and is chilling in the fighter. As he does when he is not piloting or cooking or eating or anything like that. If he feels he has nothing to do and he just is, is listful the word I'm looking for? He would just sit in the fighter, in the cockpit of that, and just stare at the golden ball that he keeps in his pocket all the time, like wondering what it would mean for himself and his destiny and the future of QB Fox.
It's from American Gladiator.
Keep in mind, we're in empty space right now.
I know, yeah.
Okay. In empty space zone. Zero, in his turn, is in his bunk area.
That's what we're
actually kneeling with his optical sensors powered down. So it seems. There's no light from them.
Oh, interesting.
Well, I'm sitting in my captain's chair. So... I guess we have like an intercom in the...
We have our comm system. Yeah. And we have an intercom chip. We've established that.
Yeah, okay. So I just kind of push the comm thingy. All right, guys. Enough moping around. It's time to get this old boat going.
QB responds over the comms of the whole ship.
You know what, Caddix? I've taught you to fly things well enough. I think you can go astrogate somewhere else yourself. I'm not in the mood right now.
And QB takes off his earpiece.
Okay.
Statement. I'm amenable. Where would you like to go?
Well, you know what? I've been thinking I kind of missed out on that whole buy one, get two limbs free thing that you guys had going on a while there. Kind of want some of my own.
As Caddix talks about this and kind of knows there's a place where he could get these robotic limbs.
Which is Malice, right?
Well, it could be Malice, it could be...
anywhere else.
Velnor in Alpha Loris that we last knew. That's where we actually got the stuff.
Yeah.
Would that activate the drive?
The blame drive, or ask, as Bug called it.
Yes.
Yes, I told you, thinking about a location that you know was enough to activate it.
And wanting to use it.
Well, yeah, not just... Yeah.
To get there that fast.
Because every time I think about the kitchen...
Yeah.
Like I said, QB would have just blinked to get milk.
It has to be a conscious thought, like, I want to go to Velnor, I want to use the warp pod.
Zero, do you know of any place closer than Velnor that specializes in, what are they, like robotic limbs, I guess? I don't know what to call them.
Statement. There are many industrial centers that focus on robotics. However, there are very few that focus on robotic integration with biological elements.
But well, like the Hylar place, that's kind of far. That's like the Mohawk sector. We're kind of on the opposite of the Mohawk sector.
The Renegade is being hailed.
Statement.
Extreme long-range broadcast.
Statement. Let's continue this conversation later.
Cautiously goes to push the button.
The audio that is received is fairly staticky. They're obviously coming from either a great distance or the communication system they're using is not particularly good. I hope that I am getting the crew of the... And she cuts out every so often. The Renegade. Is this the Renegade? This is Elder Ciri from Garbosia.
Yeah, hey, this is Cadix. What's up?
I am glad to have reached you. We weren't exactly sure of where you were in the core. You must be a long distance away from the Mohawk sector at this point.
Yep.
We have received a priority signal from the Yorn asteroid belt on Lysis 2. One of the elders there wishes to speak with QB Fox about a vision. They have broadcast to us in the hopes that we would have a long-range communication system. Luckily, Ned Eldrin IV assisted with us with such a device before he departed. If you have the time and the ability to, the elders on Lysis II would very much like to speak with QB Fox at your earliest convenience.
Yeah, I think we can work out something. I guess I can reach you here. Keep your ears open.
Thank you. May the light of Raj guide your steps, Cadix. And she ends it.
QB didn't hear any of that.
Wouldn't QB have heard that? Because the comms are patched.
QB did not hear.
Well, he told me specifically to take his earpiece out.
No, the comms, but does it not have like speakers in the?
Because
I patched that to.
If you would have patched that together.
I would assume that you'd have to activate it on purpose.
QB has the ability to turn it on and off, and if QB took his earpiece out because he wanted maybe
like, hey, dude, turn on the comms, and, oh, okay, I hear what you're hearing now.
Yeah,
okay.
So then it's off. He's completely isolated.
He just didn't want to talk to Cadix for a bit, so he went incommunicado.
If I have my earpiece in, would I have heard that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so I get out of my room and take, I guess, my dishes and put it, the whole thing in the garbage without, like, cleaning it or anything, just... dishes and color and everything. And then I go to the fighter and I kind of
knock on the hatch.
Yeah,
the
hatch. I guess.
Bang a wrench against it.
Hey, it's me, QB. There's a message for you. I don't know if you want to talk to Cadix now. Don't know if he'll even tell you, but someone's trying to reach you on Lysis. An elder.
QB's
maybe,
ears perk up when he says Lysis.
Maybe this is
hatch. You say Lysis?
Apparently some elder is interested in you, and maybe I see the ball in his hand. Maybe it's about that. Maybe something big's about to happen.
QB gets a little embarrassed because maybe you haven't noticed, or he maybe thinks you haven't noticed, but he stares at this thing enough. And, like, if you have noticed or not, like, he doesn't know that you have, and he thinks that's, like, a private moment for himself. So he would get embarrassed and, like, shove it back in his pocket.
Okay, right. And then I'd kind of just put my hand up. I get it. It's cool.
It's what do they need?
They didn't specify, but it is pretty far away. And, again, you know, Captain's orders.
They needed me there?
Zero comes clomping by on his way towards the main control section. Ah, QB. It seems that there is a prophetic vision waiting for you.
QB's eyes, like, if QB could have stars in his eyes, this is almost what he's been waiting for.
Sadly, it seems Raj does not use voicemail. And Zero continues on his way.
Right. So what's voicemail?
So this entire time, Kadix has gone to the astrogation panel and has typed in the coordinates for Alpha Loris.
So as you're doing that,
do they need me there? Do they need us there? What's they asked for me specifically?
Statements. Yes.
What
could
this
be for you?
Okay, cool.
QB, as you're saying that, jumps in the fighter, punches some coordinates, and jumps.
The fighter?
The fighter.
The fighter's latched to the ship.
He undocks and jumps.
The latch is open. Bug open the hatch.
Fine, then he closes it.
Before QB decides to take off in his fighter, Zero goes back over to the hatch just as he's trying to jam it closed.
Yeah.
Statement.
Good.
It's very far away. I think we should probably try and cut it short.
QB, we'll be here. Just don't make rash decisions. Hey,
I mean, look.
Hey, I
cut it short, and QB like pushes the hatch up and steps into Zero.
You've used this transport too many times. What am I gonna do? I can't be the next guy that says, you know what? I want to get to light. I want to get to the
been typing on the thing. This
I want to get to the SAR really fast. I want to get there now.
And he jumps, not thinking about it.
But you have to consciously think about
exactly,
it.
Exactly, because he's getting flustered and emotional.
So his
brain goes, oh yeah, and jump.
Okay. Roll a die of some sort.
Sure.
I don't care what it is. If it's odd, then you blink. If it's even, it doesn't work quite well.
That's even.
Okay.
You
don't have enough conscious thought in order to activate it. You're too emotional.
Okay.
I put my hand on his shoulder. I say,
we get it. We've all had to deal with something.
Well, he could have fucked us up right now by thinking about wanting to go there fast.
Hey.
Oh, shit. That dawns on QB. I could have fucked this up real fast. Real easy.
Like I said, just...
Comforting statement. All of the attempts I made to go through hyperspace proved completely successful. I don't know what you're worried about.
And now I look at you.
He's technically right.
You're not a master
astrogator.
But you're successful.
The numbers,
master gator.
You punch.
I love that. I love it.
Master Gator?
You enter hyperspace.
The numbers are in his favor, so...
So then as he's saying the numbers are in his favor, that's when the jump starts happening?
Yeah, so... Because Kadix is astrogated to Alpha Loris,
right.
So now you're in
hyperspace.
That's
what I'm... So we feel the ship drop and start moving, and QB just snaps his comm back on and says, I didn't think you'd actually fucking do it.
I'm a cat of many skills.
Yeah, did you kill us? What's our patent? And QB just, as he's saying this, walks over and like double checks just to make sure double the coordinates are okay and like the path is fine and we're not going to run into anything and that you've factored for like planets moving on their rotation around the sun.
It's not artistic, but
it's not. And QB,
a good job.
And QB looks at it and like thinks about it like for like 30 seconds and goes,
it's artistic. It's thorough.
Three thoughts. One. Kind of fuck you, that's my job. Two, it's a start. And three, at least you didn't kill us. So, that'll take...
How many days was it?
Cash just blankly stares at you and then walks away back into his chair.
How many days was it?
22 days.
It's gonna take us 24 days.
That's not what the ship said.
That's what my ship says when I say, now get out of here.
Kimmy sits down.
What is wrong
seat.
With your ship then?
Shut up!
Kimmy plops down in his chair and like inside is beaming and on the outside is trying to hold that in because he hasn't seen these people in like how long has it been?
Gee, I don't know.
Like it's been months, right? So
statement. QB is seeming more irrational than usual. I wonder if it is because his brain is degrading.
What?
Give me snaps over you. What?
Well, actually, I was going to go make some popcorn, you know. This is quite entertaining.
Statement. I don't understand the connection.
Kumi just shakes his head.
22 days, you say?
To Alpha Loris.
Alpha Loris, wow. Long trip, okay. 22
well,
days.
Well, we're literally down here.
Yeah, I know.
We have to go all the way right there. Literally the same spot
but
on another
we're
map.
Not going, we're not even going to Lysis 2.
No, I punched in for
we're
Alpha.
So how did you feel about that? Because
that only takes us to Alpha.
You thought we were going
to
Europa.
Oh, I thought we were
going
to Garbo.
No.
Are we not going to Garbozia?
No.
No,
so
he's
you,
punching in for
yeah,
Alpha.
Just so you know, he's like, yeah, we got this message about going here, but we're going here.
Well, I think Kadox would try to tell you anyways.
No. Wait until we, like, exit.
22 days later? We spent 22 days not talking about where we're going.
Okay, hold on.
Kiwi doesn't think about the... Okay, fine. Maybe like... Maybe 2 days later. He's thinking about it and just like, it clicks.
A day later maybe, Richard. Yeah, you should be on a car line with your dad and your dad's like, oh, by the way, we're driving to China. What?
That's I thought we were going to Disneyland.
Fine, then like a day or a couple hours or
you
a day.
You said the mall. A couple hours later.
Let's say a couple hours later. Kiwi... He's just sitting in his seat, like, just tossing his tennis ball. Oh, I don't want the tennis ball anymore.
No. Vaporize.
It's a phantom. Spend one of my destiny points to get another tennis ball.
You may spend your destiny points in the session to get a tennis ball, yes.
It's your session, so.
Okay, no, QB...
Wow.
QB just QB staring at the gold ball again, or like he's doing like a contact orb. He's doing like a contact orb, but with like one, he's just like messing with it, like throwing it around a little bit. He's just throwing it around a little bit. He's trying to be real careful. And as that's happening, it clicks, and he goes,
"Wait, where the fuck are we going, Alpha Loris?"
Well, if you actually calm down for a second, I was going to tell you.
Why don't we go to the Ore Nest?
Significantly further.
We're going there. I just wanted to make a quick stop.
Stop for what? The only thing that's there is...
And QB takes a look at the star charts. What's there?
That's where you got your nice, fancy new legs.
That's where the independent Hylar facility is. Right. There's cybernetic implants.
And QB's, QB looks at it. The only thing that's there is... And the QB looks down and then looks back up at you.
What the fuck is your game?
Huh. Well, I... kind of had a change of heart, you know?
Yeah, you had a change of brain pieces a couple weeks ago. Do you really want to waste your time on this when my people need us? This
will be like an hour.
An hour? It's going to be an hour plus the 22 days to get there. Sorry, I just fucked with you on the first time. 22 days to get there, and then whatever time it's going to take on top of that to go back, like where we're going.
Well, what about this is we stop there because we're already going there. I could take the fighter and then meet up with you guys at your national.
No. We've taken your signatures off the fighter because we don't fucking trust you, number one. Number two, I can't trust that again.
Yeah, I definitely would have made sure that it's secure.
Like, QB would have just straight up told you if you didn't know.
I can't trust that right now. I held a gun to your head the other day.
And also, if anybody asks, I had a legitimate reason for what I did.
Do you have a legitimate reason to go get new hands or arms or legs or guns for your feet? What the fuck do you want to do?
I had a change of heart, as I just said.
Getting
the help from the mind net kind of ironically opened my mind up a little bit.
And yeah, they opened your mind up a little bit.
And quite frankly, I'm slightly disappointed I didn't catch up with you guys when you did that, so I want to do it myself, especially with this 100 million credits.
Oh, so if now you're okay with spending money.
If they're going to wait 22 days, what's an extra hour?
Kibi gets up.
Just let me make this quick stop. I was planning on going to the Ornasher bout anyways. This is on the way.
Eat a dick, Captain.
And Kibi gets back in the fighter and cuts off the comms again.
Okay, assuming no one else tries to tell people to eat dicks.
Hold on. At least not. You can't stop that.
At least not on that day.
There's another 19 days worth of.
Okay, well, let's fast forward. Okay, so 22 days passed. Yeah. Make it to Alpha Loris.
What day is this?
March 8th, right?
Yeah.
So at some point during these next 22 days, Kadox probably catches Zero looking at him, maybe a little speculatively. And then Zero walks in the opposite direction.
Oddly enough, Kadox doesn't see Bug look at him ever within those 22 days.
And QB has been avoiding... He's been avoiding everybody. He's eating his meals in the fighter or in his bunk. He is...
You're avoiding, but Bug would have like came and knocked on your little hinge.
If you
to be like, hey, you good?
Are you alive?
QB gives it a beat before ripping the hatch open. Yeah. I mean... It
smells pretty bad in there.
It might smell pretty bad in there.
Yeah.
What else could it fucking be?
I don't know.
I don't get any goddamn respect around here from our fucking so-called captain. If you notice, I don't call him captain anymore, except for right there. Fuck.
Well, like I said, I mean, he could do whatever he wants, but when it comes to it, when we go to the Yoren asteroid belt, we'll all be there for you. I mean, I know I speak for myself and DB.
QB sighs. It's not... If we're going to be spending a month getting to a place, even just an hour could be too much. We got to where you needed to go and where Zero needed to go so fast, and I can't risk fucking that up for, I mean, my important thing, because...
I put my hand on the shoulder. We have destiny points, though.
Breaking the fourth wall.
Zero.
Zero. This one is all yours.
The wall is so heavy.
Smashed to pieces.
Statement. You brought this on yourself. I will be over here erecting a new wall. Just for me.
I know Buck shoots the fourth wall every session.
Fuck. Okay.
I had to.
All right.
That was great.
I know it's gonna be tough because they're your family and your race and people, but if it brings us closer to figuring out whatever that does, and I have no idea what it is, but it must be important.
Am I important, Bud? I fly the ship and have shot some guys and that kind of stuff, but like, what if this is too much for me? They want to see me, and what if it's something I can't do?
It's funny how we've both asked ourselves that same question, and we find ourselves pretty much working with each other. And I mean, I couldn't have done a lot of stuff without you, and no offense, but you're no mechanic, so you kind of did need me. It's fair. You can't expect to do it all, but when you have to do what you do, you'll do it best, and You'll do stuff I can't. Zero does stuff we can't. It's full circle for everyone.
Thank you, bud.
And then as
I just have to make up for some lost time.
As I'm walking away, I say, "You're more capable of stuff that you don't even know what you're capable of. You'll figure out along the way. We all do." And then a peace out.
Yeah. Pop a mug.
11 days later, we arrive at Alphaloris.
Yeah, Alphaloris, okay. Well, the scientists on Velnora, of course, remember you. I'm more than happy to have you on board. For the sake of expediency, let's just talk about what you guys want and how much it costs. We'll skip the small chat.
So, Cadex, he wanted the arms.
I know what you want.
Like, because I was looking for a micro camera before. Like a microscopic camera. What? Another data pad.
10,000 for the arms and 500 for wood bug ones.
Hmm.
Okay. Great, everybody happy? Let's do one.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right, we head back into hyperspace in the direction of the Yoren asteroid belt then.
Great. How many more days is that?
10. Another 10.
Unless we astrogate well.
Unless you're going to blink.
Yeah, do you want me to roll on astrogation?
No, I don't.
Literally just astrogation.
You could speed this up, though.
You got it. I'll give you 8 days. I'll give you 8 days instead of 10, actually. Cause it's
just please don't roll. Please don't roll.
I'll give you 8 days instead of 10 since you're doing it now. So it's the 16th.
So just to make sure, the arms gave +1 to Bronn?
That's right. Okay, cool. So it's now the 16th of March. The third month, if you prefer.
So we finally arrive.
QB's
like busting to get in.
Yes.
Like he's like bouncing his seat as like
it's
he's landing.
30 full days.
It's been a month.
So what day is it?
The 16th.
So QB's like 30? He's bouncing in his chair. He's busting to get through. And as soon as like they touch ground, like on I guess is it domes, right?
Yeah, it's.
So as soon as they touch ground, QB's like running, get his suit on, and is like ready to get out the door.
Right. Okay.
We have 30 days to get this done. Let's get going.
Okay. You see as you land that there is another ship that has landed on the asteroid itself outside of the arcology. It's some sort of fighter. You don't recognize it.
Did you increase your sight?
Not anything super duper, just great. Kind of a middle class kind of pop around the stars kind of fire.
Like
obviously a lot of wear and tear. It's not in very good shape. It's got sort of like docking shields on kind of thing right now.
Docking
like
shields?
Yeah, you know, like it's got the little that's close. It's got the little plates over like the Batmobile. That's when he parks the Batmobile.
Like the foil visors people put in their cars.
Yeah, exactly. So it's parked off to the side. No sign of whoever was piloting or driving it. Maybe they're inside the dome or whatever. So
okay. Before QB gets that excited, he notices that, and,
Well, can you do a scan of the like, it's not gonna matter, whoever's, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Can you approach the dome, I'm assuming?
Yeah, QB's banging on the outside.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm behind you.
Are all four of you leaving the party?
Yeah.
Okay, so then they let you in, no problem. Of course, they've seen you before, so they sort of celebrate your return. And
Kimmy throws his arms up and starts shaking
hands. For those of you who
watch it,
lots of people are willing to shake your hand and pat you on the back and give you like hugs and things like that.
The first more important looking one, unless she's right there, says...
I was summoned here by Elder Siri, and it was really important, and I'm sorry it took me a month to get here, but I need to see Siri. Where's Siri?
Siri's on Gorgosia, child.
What?
You sent her a message before, because one of the elders had had a vision here on Lysis.
God damn it, I just keep flying to these wrong places. Wait, what? They're here on Lysis? What?
Yeah, we were supposed to come here. I told you we were coming here.
Sorry, I was really confused. Who did what now?
You owe QB Fox, right?
I mean, QB, like, pokes a little bit, yeah.
About a month ago, Elder Verno, he had a vision about you.
Get me there. I need to know.
Yes, sir, at once. Stay here in the village square, and I will bring Elder Verno to you. He is in prayers right now, and I cannot bring you into the sanctum. But he'll be with you in a couple of minutes.
An extra hour could have made a difference.
QB, you know, if you just kind of ask me about these details, I was the one that took the message. I could have told you. You didn't want to talk to me.
QB ignores you.
And while you went in the square, for those of you who are looking around, you perceive what seems to be an African-American human in the village square. He sort of got his arms crossed, leaned up against one of the buildings. And as you approach to speak with that Tsar, he stares very intently at each of you. Looks up and down the droid, looks up and down Caddix, looks up and down Bog, and then locks his eyes on Fox. And doesn't move his gaze. If one of you turned to look at him, he kind of like gazes up at the sky kind of thing, but as soon as the gaze averts, he goes back.
What? The Tsar that have been kind of greeting us, Caddix just kind of asks, what's with the human?
I'm not sure, child. He came here a few days ago saying that he was waiting for someone to show up, saying that he had a very important message for them.
Huh.
He hasn't been bothering us, so I haven't really given much mind.
Just to make it known, you see, like, something hanging off Bug's back. You're like, what's that? And you look at it, and it's like, it's pretty much like if a human did a whole, like, starfish thing, but super cat size.
Like a backpack?
Yeah.
Yeah!
Kind of. But it's just like an X on his back with, like, like a spider, but with four legs.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it's much smaller. Like, the size of this microphone.
So X is basically, like, holding on to your back?
Yeah.
Like
he's
a
like, he, well, no, he's magnetized from what you can tell.
Okay.
Because maybe I may have worked something in with my clothing so I can just like pick him up, slap
him.
So I don't have to explain it. When he walks, it's pretty much like a dog kind of thing, but with like wheels as his feet.
Okay.
A big box or like, I guess, cylindrical type
it's
shape.
Like a little wagon.
Yeah.
Little wheels and
Yeah. But his legs can like again, he's on my back like an X. So very flexible. He can flatten
what
out on the floor.
I'm just wondering how much he sticks out from
gunmetal
your clothing
black
stuff.
Is it brown like a backpack?
Leather colored?
I think he'd be like a midnight purple, like some dark shade of purple. Hmm. Yeah. Hmm. And got like silver aspects to it.
The human walks up and approaches. You're a QB Fox, right?
QB Fox himself a little bit. I think so.
Hmm. You probably don't remember me. My name's Kaval Jacobson.
That's
I was on the Lazy Dog.
Yeah. you know, I saw you looking at me and I was avoiding your gaze real hard because that's not something I wanted to be in. How are you?
The night you left the ship, there was a firefight.
Yeah, I got shot a lot.
And my brother Henry.
That's not something I want to hear now.
He died.
Yeah, a lot of people died. I almost did. And Graham came looking for me. We had a cup of tea, and that was cool. Except instead of a cup of tea, I killed him in like 6 seconds. That was...
Oh.
I've been depressed.
So there's another death you've added to your list then, eh, Fox? I'm here so that you can, and he pulls the blaster pistol out of his belt. I'm here so you can answer for my brother's death. And the death of the Lazy Dog, too. 3 weeks ago, I found out the rest of my family died when the dog was destroyed by Mentak Coalition Raiders.
I put my hand in front of QB and try to, like, step in front and put my other hand, like, on the barrel of his gun kind of thing.
This is gotta be some kind of misunderstanding, or we don't have to get this drastic.
I assure you, Lenev, there's no misunderstanding.
And as he's distracted by Bug, QB quick draws his pistol from his thing and fires twice into his stomach.
Okay, he's out. He's gone.
Wow.
He falls to the ground. Oh. You can put another notch on your fighter, murderer. The Tsar and the Square, of course, have panicked at the sound of your gunshots and have sort of given you a wide berth.
QB drops his gun and is shaking us.
Too reverent of you as their prophet to do anything about you, but way too scared to approach.
I look QB in the eyes and I say, he would have killed you. I grab his shaking hand. I say, he would have killed you. Is this guy dead?
Yeah,
like,
he's gone.
Zero walks over to see the scene. He'd been talking to small Tsar children since he met them the last time he was here.
Right.
And he takes the whole scene in.
QB, if you don't notice, is just... Yeah. He's crying.
Yeah.
Like, he's not making any noise. He's staring at his hands and, like, not noticing the bugs he's been grabbing, just shaking.
Yeah.
And he's just crying.
Zero looks down at the body, looks at you. Statement. I would have expected the tears from the dead man. You don't seem to be injured at all.
QB just stands there shaking.
He was looking for revenge on QB.
Query. Revenge for what?
I gotta go.
And QB rushes off to somewhere. He just goes off in a direction and just every person he's in direct path with dodges and avoids and, like, is ducking around places and corners and just avoiding everything he possibly can.
Statement. Was it something I said?
Funny, I see you run off and I'm like, I'm not chasing him, but I drop X and I say, go that way, and he just goes.
A few minutes later, eventually, I'm assuming eventually you stop running.
QB's run into a chapel.
Okay. Alright. Makes sense.
So, QB has run into a chapel and has sat in the back seat, the last most pew away from whatever, not altar, podium that there could have been, and just is sitting in the back, like, rocking back and forth.
Okay.
So, this kind of entire encounter, Kadox has kind of been sitting back. Obviously, they haven't really been wanting to be around him. But he might have followed you. You kind of hear footsteps come into the chapel, and if you were to turn around, guess who it is? It's Kadox.
QB's not turning around.
I position him, like, in the corner, in the back, just... camera on you.
I got it.
And then just leave it and just chill with Zero, I guess.
Kallax walks up to you, kind of leans back against the pew in front of you that you're... I'm assuming you're sitting on a pew, right?
Yeah.
Killing guy in cold blood, eh?
Fuck you.
How'd it make you feel?
It was 5 years ago. You know this. I've told you this story.
Of course I know this. Why do you think I followed you? I'm not here to lecture you. I don't know what the hell I'm here for. You had to make a snap decision, and you took it. For better or for worse, the guy's dead.
I obviously took a man's life. Making a decision is fine, and taking an action is okay, but... I didn't... How many more people survive the Lazy Dog? How many more people are there out there that survive that are going to come after me for... I don't even know if I did the right thing.
Whether you did the right thing or not, that's kind of all relative, QB. That snap decision you made, well, you can't take that back. You can't travel back in time. Travel forward in time and make more decisions.
So, as you're saying, he can't go back in time. QB just, as forward as he possibly could be, elbows on his knees, just starts sobbing.
Do you think I wanted to take out that doctor character? Well, to answer you, no. But that was a snap decision I had to make on behalf of the crew, and, well, I guess I was a little emotional at the time, but I can't take that back. He might have been more useful to us alive, to be completely honest, considering Bug smashed the entire damn thing. I guess I'm just here to tell you I know how it feels. I know that you have decisions that you might regret, that you might want to take back, but you really can't. You have to live with those. You have to accept those. You have to move on with who you are after those moments that define you. And whether you sit here sobbing yourself to death or to sleep, whatever comes first, I assume, you can make one decision, either stay here or get up and take a step forward, and then take another step forward, and find out what this elder really wanted to talk about. You have a bigger destiny than the Lazy Dog. You're a renegade now.
As expected, QB's ears perk up at the thought of destiny.
Anyways, I'm not here to give you a shoulder to cry on. If you need that, you can probably find somebody else. I don't know. You could probably use Bear. I'm not that kind of person. But if you decide to follow me, I'll be waiting outside. Kadix kind of gets up and leans against the doorway of the chapel, I'm assuming.
Bug pulls X beside QB, and I nudge him on your leg. And then kind of just goes away after you look at him.
QB takes a beat. And another beat.
And another beat. Three beats.
And another beat still. And after...
They're just so good.
And after maybe two or three just minutes of staring at the pew in front of him in silence...
Also, Bear stayed behind.
So after like two or three minutes of just straight silence, QB gets up and turns and goes down out of the chapel. Takes a couple steps past Kadix and stops and is silent again for like 10 seconds. Takes a deep breath. It goes back into the square alone.
About 5 or 10 minutes pass after you reunite in the square before the elder finally arrives.
What happened to the human male?
The human male has been swept away. A great furred sar approaches you. QB falls.
Ah! Yes.
I am Elder Verno.
Hello.
And these are your friends, the crew of the Renegade?
Yes.
Hello, Buck. Hello, Canix. Hello, Zero.
Greetings.
I know you have not met me, but I have seen you in dreams and visions and have come to know some of your story. But it is your story I am most interested in today, Fox. Well, about a month ago, I had a very vivid image of you.
I apologize I couldn't get here faster. It was impossible from where we were.
I know it was you, because in this vision I saw the orb that you carry. The one from our very minds below.
QB goes into his backpack and takes out the larger one first.
Yes, that is the one.
And then QB takes out the smaller one next to it.
Oh my. I have not seen such a thing for...
You know what this is?
Only that it is... rare.
I wasn't told, but it was... Never mind. Please, take me to wherever we need to go. What do we need to do?
It's okay, we can speak here. And he lifts a hand and all the SAR clear in the square.
Fuck yeah.
Damn, this guy has power.
Please, I cannot answer your questions about the orb today, but I can answer the questions about the vision. In fact, perhaps you can answer my questions.
Any help I could be?
Raj speaks to his people, but only in parts. And I only have part of the story. We believe that it's because Raj promotes community and wants the Sard to work together. Will you work with me, child?
Anything for the Sard, anything for Raj.
And he closes his eyes and breathes in deep, like he's trying to remember something that happened. Well, because he is.
Almost.
There I stood, in a field of rock, floating high above a planet. The planet was beautiful and yet deadly. There was something about it, a mystery, a secret. And out of this blackness, I saw a ship. A ship approaching with four figures in it. One such figure was yourself. I saw not your face, but only the silhouette, like I was seeing shadows. And I know the other three shadows were your friends. They were flying amongst this field of rock. This field of... how do they call them? Asteroids. Yes. I have had time to ponder it, you see. You approached this planet, but you were covered by a shadow. Something out of this planet of darkness. The ship, it vanished. But the four silhouettes, they remained. And as they floated there in this field, I heard a voice come from the planet. And it spoke. The voice of a man it was. And he said, Foxy, I am here for you. I have found you.
Oh, shit.
And then I awoke. I know this too, for Raj has shown me the location of this field of rock. It is on the border between what we call the Mohawk Sector and the Vale of Tears. There is a system there that you must travel to. It is important that you do this quickly.
Absolutely. Where am I going?
One of the planets on the edge of the Vale of Tears. That is where you must go. On the border.
One of the planets on the border. Understood.
That is all I have for you, child. Mm-hmm.
I thank you. This is more to me than you could ever have imagined. I thank you so much.
Very well. And maybe when you have explored this world, you will return here, and maybe we can socialize.
I guarantee.
Now, time is not your ally, QB Fox. You must go quickly. Or not go at all.
Was this loud enough so that we would all hear it?
Yeah, he said the white vision? Yeah, of course. He just said it out loud. That's why he cleared the square.
Elder Verno, I hate to be a bother here, but if time is of the essence, can't you be a little more specific as to where this place is?
I would love nothing more than to point you to the exact planet and the exact spot.
Raj works in mysterious ways.
Yes, child.
Ways or waves?
This is all I have. I know there are not many habitable planets along the border of the Vale of Tears, and hopefully your search will not be a long one. Unfortunately, this is all I know. The only other information I know is that indeed the planet is surrounded by some sort of asteroid field. Or something like that. Farewell. I must return to the chapel.
One more question before you do, sorry.
Yes.
Are you sure it was asteroids, not more like gaseous entities, maybe closer to a nebula? Maybe?
It could have been a nebula. But it has been a month since I've had the dream, and some of these memories, they slip from my old mind, you understand. But it could have been a nebula. It could have been both.
QB turns to Zero.
Zero, you have a photographic memory of, like, every star map that there's ever, like, been. Where the fuck are we going?
Statement. I do not have a photographic memory of the entirety of the Vale of Tears.
Can you space
Google
it?
I have been everywhere in the Vale of Tears.
You could just ask the guy who does the cartography.
Salisay. All right, let's get this fucking gravy train rolling.
Statement. I believe Cadix was attempting to refer to himself.
I'm going to tell you one thing only. Salisay is an information broker. He has told us explicitly he does not give us coordinates.
Damn it!
Statement. This is factual.
If you are looking for a place, I know of a place in the Vale of Tears, because I have mapped that place extensively in my travels. You may know this if you ever bothered to ask anything about me. So, do you want the location or not?
Yeah, absolutely. Just, I need to...
Alright, well, to kind of cut to the chase, I think it's this place called Avira.
Where's that?
It's on the edge of the Vale of Tears.
Well, yeah, duh.
The only info I have about it is there's really no star there, but there's a nebula.
Are there any other things that we know of in that area, just in case it's not that, that are real close by?
The other one I know of, if it's not Avira, it can also be the Mahakt system.
What's there?
Well, it might not be that, because it's a Nalu.
Call it, I mean, something, the snakes will lead the way.
Anyways, I think it's Avira. It's not too far from here. If you want to believe me, go right ahead.
We got a 50-50 shot.
I honestly...
How many days away is they from each other?
Statement. We have been told multiple times that time is of the essence.
I really don't want to die.
Statement. I agree with this sentiment.
It's already been a month.
Well, it's going to be another 10 days to this system.
Fuck.
So it's either going to take 10 days and whatever happens, happens.
Fuck.
Or we get there in 3 hours. How important is this to you, QB? Regardless of what it is, you have my full support.
QB, like, feels his heart drop as you say that, and he makes direct eye contact with you and says,
this is probably the most important thing that I'm ever going to be doing for most of my life. Let's get this fucking ship off the ground and get sailing.
Let's do it, then.
So as soon as everybody sets foot in the ship, QB thinks, I need to go.
Yeah.
Damn it. Well, update us. Nathaniel, what happened? You made a roll.
You didn't blow up.
Not yet. You enter Kriya's space once again. And you
eight different names for this thing.
And you sail, and I called Kriya's space last time. And you sail through feeling...
official name because... Yeah. Well,
we don't know it.
Mm-hmm. No.
You sail through this dimension,
and a very painful, long 3 hours pass. Mm. At least painful, probably for you.
QB is
every minute is probably.
QB is pacing.
Yeah.
Fraught with wonder.
So
cancerous lumps that try to crush us, or little girls that have found.
QB is pacing because he's anxious about this. He is worried that something will kill us on the way over.
7 uses. You've used the hype warp pod 7 times.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind.
So while the 3 hours are happening,
yes.
I tried to talk to QB.
Six successful uses and only one mildly worrying one.
Fuck. So, QB, I can kind of tie two and two together here. The guy showing up at the Yorn Asteroid Belt, is this a vision? This has got to do something with the Lazy Dog, doesn't it?
No, you fucking think? The guy said he was from the Lazy Dog and his family died. Was Sorry, that... This could be... really painful.
Who is this? Who, like... What was he talking about? It was all kind of gibberish to me.
Look, man, we're both going to find out at the same time, but if it's not who I expect, somebody's going to get a bullet.
IRL. Just
talking about me.
Sorry, well, but God deflects bullets.
God makes the bullet turn into something else.
Comes back
to murder you. To a despair point.
Calyx just kind of quips, well, I hope it's not another one of my bonsai trees. That kind of hurt.
And hours pass as you enter into the Ivera system. You're on the edge of it. And if there is a planet anywhere in these 10 parsecs, because remember every hex is worth 10 parsecs,
Then
it's going to be inside this massive nebula that now stands before you. It's going to take an ace pilot to get through something like this.
So you have to roll for this.
I need to
roll for this.
Okay.
Planetary. Do we have the
planetary
tech for
or
it?
Space?
Yeah. Oh, we don't have the tech for it. We're
planetary or space.
Oh, you know,
we gotta roll
like,
the get out as
did
well.
Did you keep enough resources in order to use
secondary
ability?
Fuck, don't do
this. Buy that tech and then use it.
Yeah.
Hey, the GM is not allowed to break the fourth wall.
Hang on, I gotta get my
favorite. That's why you're rolling, because you don't have the tech.
No, you're only allowed to break the fifth wall, okay?
If we had the tech, you wouldn't have to.
I'm putting the roof down on you, right?
Technically, this is planetary or space?
Space.
I'm just double checking.
You're in deep space, bro.
Six dice. We're in the final frontier, okay?
Yeah.
It's the final. No, not that one.
Hopefully, we're not on the final countdown. It'll be really bad.
It's not bode well for us if it is.
I think this is actually the first time we have arrived back in the Vale of Tears since we left.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Historic occasion. It's
almost
been 2 years.
Wow.
We should check in on our start date.
Yeah.
We could have checked in any time. Why would we?
No, I
hey,
actually
man,
have
I've
this,
always...
I actually have this logged. You left the Vale of Tears the 17th day of the second month, 3029.
It's been
wow.
just over a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been saying let's go back to a start date forever, man. Yeah.
It's been 11 months.
Yeah. Anyways.
Fuck. 2 success, 5 advantage.
Oops.
I see.
How about one of the others in the cockpit, knowing how difficult a task this is going to be, comes alongside him and does some of the math.
No. Hold on, wait. I'm going to spend. Was it sixes? So I'm going to take one of the ones that was an advantage and turn it in. You spend my destiny point to turn it into
hold
a d12.
Hold on. Before you
are
do
you
that.
Sure?
Before
you
do that.
I don't think you want
I use my knowledge of the Vale of Tears to maybe help out. Maybe I've heard some things about Avira.
Sure. Something lore related, potentially?
I have core worlds, but I do have it as... No, I don't have it.
I've got
hey, you
core
know what, Kirk? Roll leadership.
Could I
help leadership
you with
this? Like,
roll leadership and give me
that,
a boost die.
If he's doing that...
Thing, like, I support you speech
if he, while he's doing that, could I help him with the core worlds check?
Well, this would
it's
be a rim...
Or
can I do a rim...
Or
outer rim check?
Yeah.
Possibly, but let's see what Kirk gets first. It might not be necessary.
How will your leadership happen?
And I can say, even if you have knowledge of Aaron, no one has been here
in
so,
a billion years.
No one has been here. None of you have actually been here. Because it's surrounded by a giant nebula.
So, 3 success, 3 advantage.
I mean, I'm thinking.
Okay. I will give you, let me think, 3 boost dice to add to what you have already rolled. You only need one more success to beat my roll, anyways.
Oh my.
That's a two blanks, but a success plus advantage.
Okay,
close
there
off
you go. That's
one
enough.
More success.
Oh, Richard.
Teamwork, man. Teamwork.
So the ship takes something.
Thanks to Cadix's motivational speech to you, and the love that you guys have found, you're able to navigate. It's a bit of a shaky start. You draw a little too close to one of the stars, but you may be able to pull out of this gravity well and pull us through the nebula, and everything's honky-dory.
The outside of the hall looks like a sucked lollipop from being
about,
slightly melted.
It takes you about half an hour, 45 minutes to navigate the nebula. And as you emerge out of it, you can see Ivera. And from here, it looks like a paradise of a world. Mm. It's tropical and there's all the colors of the rainbow all around it. But it is surrounded by like an asteroid field, sort of in the same sort of gravitational pull that moons would be in, kind of thing.
Holy shit, this is it. Mm.
Mm. Statement. It is just like the Elder saw in his vision.
As you pull from the last star, the ship rocks a bit, unexpectedly, and then it passes, and you approach the asteroid field, and now you need to navigate the asteroid field.
Okay, so as we're pulling away from the last star and the ship rocks unexpectedly, could I make some kind of roll to know what that could have been?
The asteroid field.
No, ship's perfectly fine.
Just love how he put that.
No.
Fuck. Okay.
Just rocked a little. You know, space wind.
Space wind.
Fuck.
The space farted.
Just a little space wind guy.
Yes. Again, space?
Yeah. Roll space.
Space rolls really well. Be careful.
Be careful out there, kiddo.
Yeah, 3Ds.
As you approach the asteroid field, you definitely duck and weave through the various rocks. Some of them are huge, and some of them are the size of pebbles and
still
and
going
cobblestones.
At millions of miles an hour.
And you race around them, and as you approach the inner circle, the asteroids begin to seemingly converge with a will of their own onto your ship.
Okay.
Nix at first.
Can I do a magnetic field scan?
Nothing particularly bad. And then one hit square on the back. It's okay, you'll live. There's just rocks.
Do you worry about your fighter, though?
Just what fighter? It's gone. We lost it in the nebula.
I flew well enough, my fighter's okay,
bonk,
right?
Bonk, bonk, and then a final asteroid approaches the ship. You grab the controls to throttle away from it, and the next thing that you're aware of is the smell of something delicious cooking.
Fuck.
Chicken or veal, something like that. Fantastic.
Stew.
Does it smell like borscht?
Are we naked?
No. Does it smell like borscht?
Where is the ship?
And the four of you find yourself lying in a very comfortable bed, sort of two to each bed. So I guess you guys can decide who you're sleeping with.
Bugs.
And you emerge. Your head is rested on comfortable pillows, and you as you look around the room, the room is plain, but nicely decored. You're kind of like a chateau, you know, like in Blue Mountain or like a resort like that, like a resort chateau. Simple but pleasant. And there's little torches on the walls emitting light. QB is the first one to wake up.
Oh.
Okay? Because he is woken up not only by the
the mouth
incredible aroma, but also because someone is holding his hand. Very, very,
it's me.
Very, very compassionately. Bug, you're the next one to wake up. And then Cadix. And Zero, I guess, doesn't...
Turns on.
This is the most QB has been relaxed in the last, like, day or month. So his eyes are closed for a second. And when he finally opens them...
The one hand is stroking the fur on your hand as you open your eyes. And QB gazes upon the first most beautiful thing. That he has seen in this galaxy. And he smiles down at Fox.
Quick physical description of Lorem as QB remembered.
Yes.
Lorem was a male, Russian, light skin, bright blue eyes, an incredible smile, a piercing in his right ear, and at the time, his hair was completely shaved on the sides and styled upwards in a strange kind of curly pompadour, but back more than front, and dressing like a cook, like you're wearing an apron and like clothes.
It's crazy how you just described me.
What, you as in the player or you as in Bug?
And so definitely IRL.
Now you guys have a description of Philip that you've drawn to this point will have to be thrown out.
So as with the rest of the people on the Lazy Dog, Lorem was riffraff and dressed in a pseudo future punk style, if you can imagine. But once on the Lazy Dog, took well to cooking, as was the rest of his family's love, and yeah.
Well, as you can imagine, he is wearing an apron, because obviously it's him who's been cooking.
Right.
And he strokes your hand one more time before letting go and looking over into the kitchen, which you can see because the door from this bedroom is open and leads right into the kitchen. And he kind of gives a sniff in there. Lunch is almost ready, Foxy.
Kibi's crying.
I stick my hand up and I say, Lorem?
Yes, my name's Lorem. It's good to meet you, Bug.
It's amazing to meet you. I give Kibi a nudge. Right, Kibi?
Kibi is just dumbstruck. As he was when he was 2 years old staring at the stars, you see a similar, or at least you can imagine it was a similar look on his face. Mouth agape, eyes just wide, and just tears streaming.
Bug kind of kicks his feet over the bed. And I say, is there anywhere to freshen up, or do you have a bathroom somewhere?
As you get up, Bug, you notice you're very strangely stiff. Mm. Like you've been working in a construction site all day long, even lifting stuff. Like every muscle is just sore.
So I start like leaning on the bed, I guess.
Yeah. But you're fine otherwise, but just everything's kind of stiff, like everything's kind of creaky, and so.
QB takes another beat. Just cannot believe that this is even a possibility, knowing damn well that Lauren was still alive. And just sits up, bolts upright, rubs his face, doesn't believe it, runs into the bathroom that I guess is nearby.
And same thing for you, same thing for you, Fox. You're stiff all over, but
QB takes a second to adjust and not worrying about it, splashes his face, and turns back.
Yeah.
As I walk past the other monk, I guess, I look at Zero, and I go, this is very weird.
Zero turns his head to you. His eyes are fairly dimly mute. Statement. I don't see anything weird.
Pulls down his pants!
And you're also awake at this point. Same thing for you. You're just feeling very stiff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of sore.
Zero swings up to his feet immediately.
Yeah.
Statement. Ah, what an interesting and wonderful place, full of curious characters. Let us explore it.
As I walk past,
and he starts walking over to the kitchen.
Like I kind of pass QB at the bathroom.
I wonder if there is soup.
And I look at him and I give him a big smile, hand on the shoulder, and I go, Destiny. And then I walk in the bathroom and do bathroom things.
So QB has been staring, not understanding, just, it's one thing to hear that the love of your life is still alive, but to see in physicality,
living color.
He is gobsmacked. Like, it
only makes sense.
QB, I don't even know. QB stands there just
gobsmacked.
Okay. Kallax will take this initiative then.
Yeah.
Kallax just slowly sits up. Obviously, you can tell he's very stiff.
Yes.
He addresses Lorem.
Yes.
Lorem,
I guess nice to meet you, I suppose.
Pleasure.
Answer me two questions. Where are we, and what are you doing here?
Well, I will answer both of those questions over lunch. It's almost it's going to be ready in another couple seconds. Won't you join me in the kitchen?
I have a bit of a memory issue right now going on. QB's a little dumbfounded as he is with just looking at you. You are really pretty. I can see what he saw in you.
How are you alive?
Lauren blushes at Cadix's comment. Thanks. Well, like I said, why don't you join me in the kitchen? Sit down. You're obviously overreacting, Fox.
Look. Every time I have lunch, it's somehow terrible. I don't believe...
Zero peeks out from the kitchen. Statement. Be calm, dog person. It's going to be a delicious lunch.
QB.
And he goes back into the kitchen.
QB starts hyperventilating.
QB. The last time you saw Lorem...
Yeah.
Wasn't he...
Yeah.
Paralyzed?
I mean...
QB puts two and two together.
How did they shut?
Do we see?
Can I check Lauren walking around?
What, right now? He's sitting in a chair.
Yeah. Okay.
But he does get up to go to the kitchen. He's limping. But he is.
Oh, okay. QB
didn't notice that first, but if he's limping,
yeah. I mean, that checks out a little bit, I guess.
Time heals many wounds.
It's been 5 years.
I met some people really proficient with technology in some of my travels after I left the lazy dog. Helped me at least limp around.
Who?
If not walk.
What? Who?
Squid creatures.
Oh, thank fucking God.
They weren't able to make everything better, but at least I can still cook.
QB drops to his knees and just like, it's not the magnet.
He comes and back.
Fucking crazy.
He comes back to the kitchen, starting to dish things out onto plates. And to answer your question, Cadix, you're on Ivera. This is the only city on Ivera. We like to call it the City of Dreams. I know it's a little pretentious.
Are there more people?
Yes, here? Of course.
Sorry,
before any of this happens, yeah. I'm in the bathroom. I wanted, like, before this even happened, I wanted to, like, check my watch and see, like, the star date.
The watch isn't working.
Fuck!
Yeah.
Okay.
Zero picks up the plates
as
they start getting ladled out and brings them over to the table that's set up. Statement.
X is in there.
This looks delicious.
Fuck.
What about Bear?
Bear's with you.
I walk out of the bathroom and as Zero's laying this stuff, I kind of sit down beside QB and I give
QB
him a
hasn't
look.
QB has not left the room yet.
Yeah.
Where?
Oh, you're
QB
still...
has not yet left the room.
You're in the kitchen.
So QB's mind state right now is, this is impossible, although this is incredible. And also, again, the last time we had lunch in a place we woke up, it was terrible.
Which is
the real thing?
I go over and lean beside, I guess, one of the walls beside QB, back's face towards them.
Yeah.
And I kind of just look around and I see it doesn't make sense. It's weird. It as a man of logic,
it doesn't.
There's no logic.
Where's our ship?
Your ship's in repairs right now. I'm afraid you had a pretty bad crash.
I learned from the best pilot in the system, like, the whole...
Warm turns and shrugs at you. Nobody's perfect, Foxy. Your ship's not destroyed or anything. It'll be up in a few weeks.
Weeks?
QB.
Yeah.
QB.
I, again, put a hand on his shoulder.
And he shouts in the general direction, lunch is ready, guys!
Are we clothed?
Yes. You're clothing what you had when you were in the Asteroid Field.
QB, believe me, I want this to be so real for you and all of us, and it's
statement.
A pleasure.
Your meals are suffering thermal expansion.
You
should come and
to
eat them soon.
Lorem, but even Zero isn't Zero.
Fuck.
Where are you, Cadix? Are you still in the bedroom? Have you come out of the kitchen?
I haven't left.
If I doubt, I could miss out on everything that I've missed out on, but if it's not...
It's Foxy's favorite!
Zero walks back out into the group where people are discussing. Query, what seems to be the matter?
Hey, Kiwi goes into the bathroom and opens the shower curtain.
Close
and open again. Kiwi goes in, out the door and open and closes the door like 8 times.
Oh boy.
Foxy, are you gonna break my bathroom?
Not on purpose! Like I said, the last time I had lunch with people was not great.
I walk over, grab Kiwi on the shoulders, and direct him into the kitchen. And I go, we're a little hungry. What do you have to eat for us here?
I don't know. Richard, what's Kiwi Fox's favorite meal?
Kiwi said in his first thing that Lauren made a really mean borscht.
Oh,
so,
great.
Borscht is QB's favorite thing that Lauren could have ever made.
And that's exactly what you're having.
Oh!
And the steam is rising.
What is borscht?
It's a Russian stew.
Yeah, it's a stew, basically.
It's a stew!
Yes.
Okay.
It's really good, though.
Somehow I planned that.
Gotcha!
No, I planned that on purpose.
So...
It's essentially a Russian stew.
Since the two of you walk past him back into the kitchen, Zero turns to Cadix. Query. Everyone seems rather uncomfortable. I think this is a good opportunity to relax.
A fork and a spoon.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'll be there in a minute.
Okay, so a glass
of like
so you're still
ale
in the bed?
Kind of thing.
Yeah. QB is staring at the bowl in front of him and just smelling the memories, and every old thought comes rushing back to his head, and just he takes Lorem's hand and like makes drop the spoon, and it's just like, it's been 5 years.
It's been a long time.
It's been 5 fucking years. And I've been through so much in the last, and Kibi drops Lorm's hand, that I don't...
I know, Foxy.
I can't trust... I don't know if I'm really seeing what I'm really seeing.
Seeing is believing, right? I'll show you the rest of the city. This isn't an illusion. This isn't a bad dream. It's not even a good dream. It's just... this is what it is. And I crashed here a year ago. I thought I would leave when my ship was finished, but I fell in love with this place. Set up shop here. There's some bad people here, Foxy. People who need to be stopped. And there's some really good people here who need your help.
I stand up abruptly.
Yeah.
Why didn't you search for him? As much as... you cared about each other. You just stayed here and lived with this broken ship, and you were satisfied.
QB puts a hand up. It took Graham 5 years to find me.
But he tried.
It took Graham 5 years to find me. And I'm pretty sure that was 100% of the time searching and searching and searching.
Graham? Graham found you?
Graham's dead.
How?
Me.
You killed Carmichael?
I don't think you realize how good a shot I am in this ship now. I am...
No, I guess not.
I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn, but with the Dravik dead, I'm a good
player. Who liked the broth there, Zero?
Statement. It was delicious.
QB has yet to try it, and his brain is just tickled, like... the pain of what it could be and the hope of what it might be.
Zero gazes at you from across the table as he fingers his broth. Query.
Awkward.
I don't know why it is you're so confused. It is a big universe. It is hard to find anyone in it. Especially someone special.
We found Cadix by accident.
For those of you who eat the borscht, it is incredibly delicious.
Well, I stayed back in the room.
Right, yes.
I'm assuming we still have everything that we had on the ship with us.
You have your clothing.
Clothing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do we have any tools?
No.
No?
No.
Hmm. Okay.
No weapons of any kind. No equipment of any kind.
Not even, medical stuff?
Nothing.
No? Hmm.
I sit back down.
Where if you're wearing like a hat, okay, it's been placed on like a stool or hung up. If you were wearing a jacket, that's been like hung up on like a coat rack. And then clothes you were wearing.
Okay, I'm assuming because I'm a Hakan, I have claws.
Yeah.
Okay, I am going to, and because I have robotic arms, I'm assuming I can still bleed.
Yeah, the skin above it is skin. Yes.
Okay, I kind of stay in the room, and kind of take one of my claws from my other hand and try and dig very deeply into my other hand to see if it
stops.
Yeah. Well, you know not to hurt yourself too badly, but you do bleed. It hurts a little bit. Not as much as it used to, because robot underneath, but yes. It does hurt.
Does anything feel out of ordinary?
You're stiff.
You're maybe not still totally used to the idea that your is metal to the bones under there now, but so you bleed as, you know, you would.
So. Huh. I go to flip over one of the beds.
Okay, well,
full strength.
I guess you flip over the bed. I mean, it falls onto the floor.
Okay. Kat kind of shrugs and walks in.
Here's the bed being flipped over. I was like, what happened?
I thought there was a cockroach. Borsh.
You think there's going to be cockroaches in Lorem's kitchen?
Oh, well, I understand. Cockroaches are gross. But, yeah, I just cleaned this morning. I've lived here for almost a year.
Is there any windows?
Any windows? Yeah, there's windows. The front. Is there a door? The kitchen is kind of like almost like the front of the house. So there's a window and like a door that goes outside. And it goes onto like a city street. It's obviously nighttime outside. Maybe it's always nighttime here. But it is dark outside. It's kind of like it is right now. But there's a window and it leads onto a street and there's other buildings and, you know, the odd person passes by in front of the window and so on.
I walk up to the sink, kind of wash my hand.
Okay.
Yeah. Lorem, you got anything to kind of bandage this up? I think I cut myself when I flipped that bed.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I have bandages in the washroom.
Okay, I'll go grab them.
Yeah. So, and he looks over and motions to the bowl. What'd you guys think?
It's the best borscht I had.
Thank you, Bog.
QB takes his first spoonful and tastes it.
Best meal you've had in 5 years.
Can I make a perception check?
Sure. What are you looking for?
Statement. The spectral analysis suggests that it's very pleasing.
Well, thank you, Zero.
The borscht tastes just like the last time QB had Lorm's borscht. It's perfect.
I want to go to the window and maybe look for where our ship may have been, or if I could see our I don't have to roll for that.
You can't see it. You're on a city block. There's no parking lots for ships anywhere nearby.
What does he see out the window?
You're in some kind of like residential area. There's other like houses nearby. Not a lot, and all the houses that are here are big. And there's plots around. There's like a park nearby with like swings.
Can I see for our items, like what we had on us? Roll for that.
You don't need to roll for it. There's nothing in the house. Blah blah blah.
Your useless perception.
So QB had that first spoonful, and his eyes light up, like as you saw when he got the news of the prophecy. But as bright as they could ever possibly be, this is like the biggest you've ever seen QB like just crack a smile. And as he's hungrily like finishing the bowl in front of him, like as if it's the only meal he's had in a year, in 5 years, his memories are just flooding back, and times that he wished never ended, and things that he wished just could have gone on a little longer, just dance on the front of his mind. QB finishes the bowl in front of him and puts the spoon down and just beams.
Hey Hey, this is Richard, player QB Fox and producer of the Twilight Imperium Renegades podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate every single view, every single download. If you want to start a direct dialogue with us, you can go to twitter.com/TIRenegades or use the hashtag TIRenegades, which we also track, and talk to us. Send us a couple messages because we want your input. We want to know what's good, what's bad, and we want to know how much you're enjoying the show. We really appreciate these comments, so send them in. This is a original story written by Nathaniel Kiefer and produced, again, by Richard Jellison. Twilight Imperium Renegades is set in a universe created by Christian T. Peterson for the Twilight Imperium set of board games, produced by Fantasy Flight Games. Twilight Imperium 4th Edition is out on the market. Pick it up. It's an 8-hour-long board game, but trust me, it's the best board game we've ever played, and clearly we want to share that with you guys because, well, we made this whole podcast in that universe, so that's pretty cool. Music is produced by Maxo. You can find them at levelmusicmaxo.bandcamp.com. Songs used in this show are Frozen Foot, Vast Space, and Breakneck Subway. The cast of Twilight Imperium Renegades is Nathaniel Kiefer as the GM and every other character that is not our main party, Christopher Kiefer as Divides by Zero, Philip Zivkov as Bug, Kirk Dawson as Captain Caddix, and Richard Jellison as QB Fox.